Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
Hi, Shalom. This is Kat calling from Grandet Bank Department, and please be advised that this call may be recorded for quality purposes. I am calling because we have here a card holder who is disputing a charge with your company, and I need your assistance to validate the transaction. Can you help me with that?
Yes, ma'am. May I have her zip code?
Okay. Zip code is 96002.
Okay, ma'am, may I have that first and last name? Hello?
It's Sherry Quinn. Sherry Quinn. That is Shara Hotel Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee. Quinn as in Queen.
Okay, ma'am, could you verify address?
Address is 7408 Bridge, Redding, California.
Okay, ma'am, what do you need?
Yeah, according to the card holder, she received an email stating that you have to answer a few questions and will receive a vacuum, but have to pay for the shipping fee amounting to $4.95. But right after the signing of the membership for that email, she called to cancel that transaction. And according to her, the merchant that she talked to said that she had to wait for 3 to 5 days for the refund of the $4.95, but she was charged amounting to $49.89 last January 7th, but she didn't receive any product or any vacuum.
I don't know if this is the same account, but on this account, Ms. Sherry entered a contest. She signed up for a contest.
Mm-hmm.
The contest was to win the vacuum, not for her to receive it. It's for her to win one. And as long as she And as long as she is enrolled in the contest, she will get the charge until she takes herself out or cancel her subscription to the contest.
I'm sorry, for what?
The contest. She has to call and cancel her subscription to the contest. The contest was for her to win a vacuum. It wasn't for her to receive one.
I'm sorry, what do you mean, consent?
Ma'am?
You mean contest?
Yes, that's what she signed up for.
Okay, that is for the membership for her to win.
For her to win.
That's right.
Yes, and as long as she is enrolled in the contest, she will be charged monthly until she unenrolls in the contest.
Okay, does the membership still active on your end?
No, ma'am, it's canceled on this end.
May I know when does the customer cancel it? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just looking over her account.
Okay.
It looks like it was canceled on January 6th.
Great. So cardholder canceled it last January 6th, but she was charged January 7th.
It's not showing the January 7th charge over here.
Okay, I know the exact date. When was... Oh, I have here the same date. Okay, the cardholder signed the membership of the contest, rather, last January 6th and canceled it same day. But how come the cardholder was charged for that amount?
On January 6th, her order was declined. And on January 11th, 2022 at 5:16 p.m. is when the order was blacklisted. That's when it was canceled.
Okay, you mean the vacuum?
The contest entry.
I'm sorry?
She didn't order a vacuum. She entered a contest to win a vacuum.
Okay, so she won.
I don't know if she won or not, ma'am.
What are you talking about? The order you are talking about. Can I confirm that?
It's the same order. She only has one order on here. It's the contest that she signed up for. I'm looking at the notes
on
her account.
Yeah, but you said earlier that the amount that was charged, amounting to $49.89.
On January 6th,
was for the membership
declined.
Or for the contest. How
yes.
come that there's an order?
Ma'am? She didn't order anything. She entered a contest.
Okay, so that amount, the charge amounting to $49.89 was for the...
The contest entry.
Signing the contest.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What are you talking about last January 11th?
January 11th is obviously when she called in to cancel her order. 1/11/2022, 5:16 p.m. That's when she called in to cancel the order. To cancel the contest entry. I'm saying order. When I say order, I mean contest entry. That's when she called in to cancel it.
Oh, okay. But still, she got charged.
She got charged before she canceled it. She was going to get charged until she called
okay.
to cancel it.
Okay, does the cardholder or does the customer aware of their policy about that contest?
Ma'am, the terms and conditions were on the page. I'm pretty sure she read them. She had to read the terms and conditions in order to enter the contest.
Okay. Okay. So it was provided.
Yes.
Just to confirm again, does the information I have provided earlier match on your end? The name and the address?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll match.
Okay, how about, can we also validate if we have the same email address and phone number? Can we do that?
Email, Sherry Ray Queen.
Email is, okay.
Do you want to say
at gmail.com.
Yes.
It's okay, we have the same email address. How about the phone? Is it 530-917-1428?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, just one last thing. I didn't catch up your name earlier. May I know who I'm speaking with again?
Miss Yolanda.
Can you spell it out for me, please?
Y-U-L-O-N-D-A.
Okay, thank you so much, Yolanda, for helping me with this matter and for the confirmation. I think that's all for me. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Have a nice
night. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye.